Here we go. Leanne Hanifin. Weekday mornings from 10 on 98FM.
It is 98FM and it is a very exciting day because today is the first day of my brand new show here on 98FM, Leanne Hanifin on 98FM. It is very surreal. It is very exciting. It is kind of giving first day back at school vibes. I've been a part of 98FM for the last 4 years, 3.5 of which I spent doing weeknights, 7 to 10, you may have known. And somehow in the midst of all of that, and a bit of blagging as well, of course, I've ended up here. And I cannot tell you how grateful I am for this opportunity and also for all of the messages and all of the support so far. I genuinely am beside myself. It is a literal dream come true, something that I only imagined would ever happen. And somehow it has as well. Also, this is as much your show as it is mine. Whether you're in the office, if you're out for a walk, if you're doing bits at home, listening wherever you are, I want to know all about it. I want to hear from you. We are on Instagram at 98FM Dublin, TikTok at 98FM, and of course text or WhatsApp at any time, 087-798-9898, for the little moments that are going on in your life and also the big occasions too, and anything that we are talking about. I would love to have you as involved as you can be, because like I say, this is as much your show as it is mine. So together, we're going to have a whole load of fun and of course play all the biggest tunes that you could need.
Leanne Hanifin, weekday mornings from 10 on 98FM. The 98FM Lowdown. With number 7, Future and You. Don't regret, just reverse. Available in selected stores and online at boots.ie. 98FM.
And it is time to get up to date with all things showbiz, celebrity gossip with Entertainment Emer.
We're going to get straight into it.
Let's do it.
On your first day.
Here we are. The station is still on air. We're doing something right. We are all still talking about Coldplay.
Of course.
Of course.
The most controversial thing that happened in forever with Coldplay. They're so bland. I'm sorry.
Oh, Emer.
I'm sorry. I know you're going on Saturday. I'm going to be honest.
I love them.
He sounds like he has a sniffle. Oh, anyway.
Poor Chris Martin. He's getting dragged.
So they've inserted some security measures into their camera. Show a little bit. We're just going to play the clip.
Okay. Yeah.
My brother, I need you to nod as I do some very basic security checks, okay? Is this person your partner? Yes, no one else's partner, okay? Okay. Are you cousins or siblings or anything weird like that? No. Okay. Are you AI or made from, are you real people? Okay. Then I think we can continue.
So Chris Martin is basically guard vetting people that go up on the camera now as a result of that incident that we've all seen.
100%. But the fact that your man was actually holding a sign going, I'm going to propose to my wife tonight. Can you please notice me? And he still had to run all the security measures.
Yeah.
And like,
I need to say as well, I'm going to see Coldplay at the weekend in London. I hope I get on that camera.
With who?
Can't say. Oh my goodness, that is brilliant. Rupert Grint as well. I actually haven't heard his name in a while.
No, and it's weird because they're doing the new Harry Potter movies and they've actually recast all the Weasleys and they are so obnoxiously ginger. It's nuts and crazy.
Okay, they're really trying.
But he's come out and said that he was actually going to drop out of Hogwarts. It was too much stardom for him. It was too much pressure to actually do in the series.
Because what age were they when they would have been in like the Philosopher's Stone? Probably 12.
Yeah.
And that shot to superstardom straight away.
Everybody was obsessed with the movies. I'm still obsessed with them.
Oh, still obsessed.
Still great.
But imagine he did leave. Like, just take that into consideration for a minute.
He had plans for his leaving because he actually bought an ice cream van on the last day.
Stop that. Can you imagine little Rupert Grinton in an ice cream van?
Do you want a 99?
Can I have the sherbet one? I love a sherbet cone, actually.
I've actually never had one.
They're real retro.
Really?
Really retro. I think if you were going to do like a real random job, if you had all the money in the world, which clearly he did at the time, even at 12 years old, an ice cream van.
It's great.
I want to do that.
At a festival, I always get an ice cream.
Oh,
imagine
staple,
doing that at a festival, though.
Listen,
that being your job. You literally watching acts on stage.
Yeah.
Putting down ice creams.
There's something in that. Also, if you win the cash machine, there's an idea.
Go get the ice cream machine. But unfortunately, you decide to go back to acting.
Taylor Swift.
So we're going to get an insight into Travis Kelce and her love story.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are we here for it?
We are here for a little bit.
Are we here for it?
So there's going to be a 6-part docuseries on the Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay.
But they never asked her for an interview because they got somebody that looks like her and they asked her, could they just use her likeness? They didn't want to bother her, but they also didn't want to take away from the family of the Chiefs.
What?
Yeah.
So they're going to have someone in this documentary that is acting as Taylor Swift.
Yeah. I don't know.
How do they give the question or the answers?
They kind of asked her. They asked her the questions and they're going to get the actress to answer them. It's weird. It's like whenever you're just going to see the back of like somebody's blonde head.
Yeah.
Is it her? Is it not her? It's not her.
It's not her.
But apparently goes into all his teammates going, like, Travis, how the hell did you pull Taylor Swift at the moment? Like, and I never knew who the Kansas City Chiefs were before Taylor Swift.
To be fair, for non-sporting fans, she would have kind of put them on the map.
Yeah.
And I know for the sporting fans, they go mad over this because they're like, no, the Chiefs were like, you know, there was something before you, like, kind of thing. But look, I mean, they're helping each other out.
Would you be angry? Because if you were just like an average standard girlfriend that is on the team and then they're like, oh my God, Taylor Swift is here. And you're like, no, but I'm the mother of these three kids.
Where's my interview for the documentary?
I want a whole episode right now.
Entertainment Eber, thank you so much. You can keep up to date with all things entertainment on 98FM.com.
Leanne Hanifin on 98FM.
If you've had a flying start to this brand new week, I am afraid to say it, but it is officially back to school season. Although the parents right now are saying, hooray! This time of year kind of hits a little bit different. We get a bit nostalgic around it. We did Club 98 on Saturday just gone by. For anyone that was there, well, we hope you had the best night of your lives. I surely did as well. But as part of that, we did Dame Stuffy's retro game show. And one of the questions on this just hit me so hard, number one, but confused me as well because I didn't know the answer. So I'm going to ask you very quickly right now. Remember the copybooks that we all had in school, right? Different colours, but it was the same brand. I'll give you a hint. It was a girl's name. Do you remember those copybooks? Okay, let me know. 087-798-9898. If you're absolutely bamboozled by those copybooks, I'll let you know what it is in a couple of minutes' time, but they were just so nostalgic. Also, did your parents ever wrap your books as well? Because I would have been, well, I don't want to say posh, but I had the plastic coverings on my book. Mine were very prim and proper now. Whereas I know a lot of people used to wrap their books in either wallpaper or brown paper. Now, the brown ones you could kind of dress up with loads of stickers and stuff like that as well. Obviously, very memorable books when it comes to school as well. Alive-O being one. Loads of texts already coming in here about the name of the copybook. It was, of course, Ashling. Remember those copybooks? I would still write in one now. Maybe it was, you know, someone that you went to school with as well back in the days, because myself and one of my colleagues, we were chatting this morning about someone that they went to school with who is now doing really well for themselves and kind of a bit of a pop star. You know, C-Matt? Yeah, they went to school with C-Matt. So was there some kind of celebrity or well-known person that was in your school at the time? Let me know, because we are getting all things nostalgic here on 98FM to do with the school days.
Leanne Hanifin.
Come on.
On 98FM.
And with the time of year that is in it, we are chatting all things back to school and your memories and your nostalgia around it. You're getting in touch on 087 798 9898. I also mentioned a couple of minutes ago that if there was anyone that went to your school or that you went to school with that now is kind of, you know, a little bit famous, a little bit well known, I'd love to know. Martin is in Dundrum. He's been in touch to say, I went to school with Brian McFadden. Apparently he was deadly crack in the classroom. Well, there you go. Karen is in Cluny. She sent a voice note.
Good morning, 98FM. Yeah, I was one of them persons who covered their copies or their books in a wallpaper. Uh-huh. Leftover wallpaper from my mother's house would have got put on all my books and my copies. Yeah, that was a blast from the past. Yeah, and also a famous person I went to school with, well, famous enough, would be Mairead Farrell. Mairead Farrell. We went to Michael's Secondary School and she's a TV / radio presenter. She would have presented Ireland's Fittest Families and would have been a radio presenter in her time.
Wow. Karen, thank you so much for that voice note. I know you mentioned as well at the very start of that something that we had been chatting about, the copybooks. What were you covering your copybooks in? Georgina in Lucan said she used to spend hours covering her kids' books and copies with the wallpaper, but they always tore them up and basically she just gave up in the end. And Max has been in touch as well, 087 798 9898, with something that has unlocked a core memory in me. For context, I went to an all girls secondary school. And what was always the fashion, you know, kind of statement was Du Barry's. Mag said, all this talk of back to school reminded me of Du Barry's. I mean, I forgot that they existed. We used to have one girl in the year that was able to do the kind of like twirls on the laces. Because you weren't just tying them normally. Nah, that's not good enough. They had to have the specific little swirl ties. And only one person could ever do that. Also, Du Barry's just reminds me of this clip.
If you see me out wearing Dubarry's, shoot me, okay? It's gone too far.
Dubarry's.
Yeah, the dupes.
Du Barry's. Du Barry's.
Dubarry's. Are they not called Dubarry's? Are they not? They were like, what the posh lads, the shoes posh people wore. They're like sailing shoes.
Oh, Joanna Vogue, absolutely gas.
Leanne Hanifin, weekdays from 10 a.m. Yeah. on 98 FM.